Two planned projects in Lansing's Genesee neighborhood have triggered a forward-looking discussion among residents and business people there. Earlier this year, within just a few weeks, in fact, the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and the nonprofit Zero Day announced plans for new offices and facilities on Butler Street, all of which runs less than a half mile. The organizations then reached out to area residents and businesses for input on what they want out of the area. A group calling itself the Butler Corridor Coalition was the result. Its first meeting was last Saturday, and here to talk about what's getting talk about, a leader of the coalition, Rory Nooner, works for the Westside Commercial Association. Hi, Rory.
Good morning.
And we welcome Carol White, CEO of the Michigan Broadcasters Association, who is behind one of the two planned projects. Hi, Carol.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm real good. Thanks for coming in. Rory, remind our listeners where Butler Street in Lansing is.
So Butler Street runs north to south. It's within walking distance of downtown Lansing, and it's a short street that dead ends into Ottawa. So if you're over there by the Hall of Justice, that's kind of where it starts and then runs north up to the Saginaw Corridor.
And Carol White, briefly tell us about these plans by your group, the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Well, we had an opportunity to buy this land just sort of unexpectedly.
This is not a building. This
no,
is just,
this is just
vacant
just
land.
Vacant land. There are about five houses on this parcel. Parcel is 5 acres, and the homes are individually owned, and whatever we would do, we will work around those homes. Where we are doing all the research and tentatively planning on building our building would be right at the corner of Ottawa and Sycamore.
Okay.
We're just outgrowing our current building. We have to count on that about a third of the board members won't show up, or else they'll have to stand because there's no more room in the boardroom at the MAB. And with the changing needs of the broadcasting industry and how the broadcasting industry are really media outlets rather than just broadcasters anymore, we need a new home for the MAB that will afford us the space and the opportunities to expand into all the exciting new media that broadcasters have embraced.
So your designs on that area of Butler Street and Zero Day's designs on the other end of Butler Street led to this gathering of people. Both of these organizations reached out to residents and businesses in the neighborhood. How did you do that and why?
Well, I have personally have a long history in working with neighborhood groups and historic groups. My husband and I refurbish Victorian homes for fun and games. We're living in our fifth one.
Wow.
And we're part of a neighborhood group in the Grand Ledge area. And so the very first thing we wanted to do is we looked at what other developers had done when they owned the property. And the gap was they were not talking with the community. We want to build something in that area. If everything keeps going swell, you know how that goes. Any kind of a hiccup can put things on hold. But as things move out, we wanted to speak with the community, get their vision for the area, let them get to know us a little bit, know that whatever we do, we would do it to fit into the area, not to dominate the area. And so I reached out to the neighborhood organization.
And so Rory Nooner, the Butler Corridor Coalition, was formed, and there was a session last Saturday. What happened at that session?
Well, the session was put on. The Corridor Coalition is a partnership between the Downtown Neighborhood Association, the Genesee Neighborhood Association, and the Westside Commercial Association. So after we'd spoken with Carol and the folks from Zero Day, we put this session together last Saturday, and we were delighted that over 40 folks, whether they own a house in the neighborhood or are renters in the neighborhood or own a business, showed up to come together to talk about what things they want to see. So we used a kind of idea of preserve, enhance, and transform, which, you know, in some urban planning circles is a kind of good way of thinking about what are the things we love about our neighborhood now that we want to keep. What are the things that we think just need a little work? We want to enhance. We want to make them look a little bit different. And then what are the things that really need a whole lot of attention, that really need to be transformed into something new and something that's going to work for the neighborhood now?
How detailed did the discussions get last Saturday?
We divided folks up into different table topics. So we had folks talking about transportation and connectivity. We had folks talking about parks and recreation. We had people talking about what we called kind of curb appeal of how things, you know, how houses look, how businesses look. And so people got really detailed. You know, they had specific pothole complaints, or they said, you know, this corner of Ferris Park looks great. And so it was both a conversation about these development projects and this opportunity around the development projects, as well as the neighborhood from a larger perspective.
Was there a pattern to the topics, though? I mean, did a topic or two recur often enough that it's clearly a high priority of the neighborhood?
I think for each of the neighborhood organizations that were involved, and for example, I work with the Westside Commercial Association, and a lot of folks said that we focus on Saginaw Street. And the area near Butler and Saginaw, there's a certain portion of Saginaw Street people think there's a lot of potential around. We heard that over and over again, that there are some historic storefronts along Saginaw Street that, as we're paying more attention to the neighborhood and thinking about ways to kind of catalyze, use these development projects as catalysts for improvements, that's what we should be focusing on. And I think for the Downtown Neighborhood Association, they heard a lot of talk about Ferris Park. Ferris Park's a lovely park, could be a real opportunity. People talked about Ottawa Street, so where the MAB site will go. You know, are there ways to slow Ottawa Street down a little bit, make it more walkable, make it more friendly for pedestrians?
We should also point out that, as I understand it at least, correct me if I'm wrong, but Butler Street was not really the only area here. You drew a radius of a third of a mile from Butler in every direction and really tried to include all those people and businesses in this?
We did. So we thought a third of a mile is a good indicator of about how far people are willing to walk. So that's about a 10-12 minute walk, depending on how quick you are. And we use that as an organizing tool instead of, you know, using our usual boundaries. So, for example, Martin Luther King tends to divide some of our thoughts about the neighborhoods over there. But I live across the other side of MLK, and the Genesee Street School, for example, is a 5-minute walk from where I live. So why is there this boundary there? So we thought we use this third of a mile as kind of arbitrary, but in terms of the amount of time it takes to walk, let's kind of try to redefine the neighborhood in a new way.
What's next? Do you have another meeting planned? I presume you do.
Well, you know, I know Carol and the folks at MAB, as well as the folks at Zero Day, are moving forward with their development projects. The Butler Corridor Coalition, our planning team will get together Thursday morning, compile all of our notes. We're going to put out a report based on all the feedback that we got. We're going to publish it on our website and give folks a 30-day comment period, and then send it off to the city, to MAB, to Zero Day, and let people take a look at what we came up with.
We'll be keeping an eye on it. Carol White of the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and Rory Nooner of the Westside Commercial Association, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.